first night of Slichus, Moitzoy Shabbos, the Moitzoy Menucha, the Pizmoin, Zoichlim V'roedim Miyoim Boyecha. Trembling, shaking from the day that's coming. Cholen Kimav Kira, also along Lashon of shaking, Kimav Kira, a woman who is giving birth to the first child. Many times it becomes very difficult. And this is what the Baal HaPizmon compares us to. Me'evras Vasoecha. From the Evra, the anger of the load that Ribbono Yishlam puts on us. The Averos that one does is a load on his shoulders. Trembling and shaking, miyoyim boyecha. We are holding just Erev Yom Rosh Hashanah. We seem like we're just going ahead to another Yom Tov, a couple of days off from Seder. Zoichlim v'roedim, certainly not there. A bit of seriousness, efshar. What is the pshat? Avada and Avada and Avada, a lot has to do with the fact that we don't understand what Chet means. We don't understand Me'evras Masa'echa, the anger that is put on a person because of the masa of the chatoim, the weight of the chatoim that he does. But I think that's also what to talk about, but I'm going to leave that off. I think there's something else also involved, a very posh thing. And that is, because Baruch Hashem, we see ourselves alive, healthy, Rosh Hashanah, that means last Rosh Hashanah we went through. That means two Rosh Hashanahs we went through. And we know our matzav nuchnis, we know the mitzvahs, we know our averus. And things seem to be seder. We made it through last Rosh Hashanah. We made it through two Rosh Hashanahs ago. So why shouldn't we make it through next Rosh Hashanah? And we should take a hope. We should. We take a should. But we have to know. This, that we think like that, could be a very big mistake. It could be a very, very, very big mistake and a serious mistake. Because really the Rishonim asked this question. The Rishonim asked this kasha. The Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, Omer Rav Krispudoi, Omer Rav Yechanon, Shleisha Svarim Niftachim Rosh Hashanah. There are three Svarim opened on Rosh Hashanah. Echad Shal Rishayim, one is of Rishayim Gemurim. Those are those that are Averis are more than the Zechuyis. Ve'echad Shal Tzadikim Gemurim, who the Mitzvahs are more than the Averis. So one you have Rishayim Gemurim, Tzadikim one. Ve'echad Shal Beinonim. Tzadikim Gemurim Nechtovim Va'alta L'chaim, says the Gemara. Those that are Tzadikim Gemurim, their Zechuyis are more than the Averis, so their Nechtov is written and signed right away L'chaim. Rishoyim Gemurim, Nechtav, Altar Misa. And Rishoyim Gemurim, who are various, are more than Skliyais, they're Nechtav, Nechtav, Altar Misa. Beinanim, the little ones are Tzliim Bainu. So we think, if we're alive, Baruch Hashem, we went through a year, and we're healthy, so, we must be Tzadik Gemurim. We know our ruchnis could be a lot better. Tzorchi and Godel. But that must be the Metzias. If not, state in Gemara, Shoyin Gemurim, Chas v'Shalom, Nechtom, 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 Misa. Do you show him as this kasha? Do you show him as this kasha? Do you show him as we find many tzaddikim that for sure, they're tzaddikim gemurim, rachman l'tzlan, they die. And we see many rishayim that live and are healthy and are prosperous, have money, wealth, and everything. This is the rishayim of kasha. Taisus, the Ran, Rabban, all this the kasha. And the main yisoid which comes out from most of the Rishayim, I think it is that there's taka. There could be such a thing as a tzaddik gomor who dies, and a rosh gomor who lives. What is the pshat? So they say, sometimes Ribbono Yishlam feels that a tzaddik gomor, because of one aveira he did, deserves to die, so he'll die. And sometimes the Ribbono Yishlam feels that there's a rosh or gomor, but the Ribbono Yishlam is not interested in paying up his chusim in Olam Haba. Did mitzvahs, but he's a rosh or gomor. The Ribbono Yishlam doesn't want to have to do with him. Tosfos brings down a pasuk. Umishalem the sign of Elponov Lahavidoi. A signee of the Ribbono Yishlam, one who the Ribbono Yishlam hates because of his Averis, the Ribbono Yishlam will pay him up in this world. When it comes to the Olam Emes, I don't want to have a shaychus with you. We'll pay you up in this world for the mitzvahs that you did, so that in Olam Emes, completely nothing. This thesis is something that I think we have to take seriously in consideration. A person does mitzvahs in this world, and he expects Mirz Hashem, Rachamei Vesm Shona, when he's standing in front of the Ribbono Shleilam and the Bezn Shomalo, and there's a din on him, what's going to be his final judgment? What's going to be his din in Olam Haba? What's going to be his din la'olam vayad the netach netzachim? We're all going to say, I did this mitzvah, I did that mitzvah, I learned a little Torah, I did this and that. And we're expecting to pass with that. And those mitzvahs are to be schusim, that are going to stand for us. And we can be zeichel l'olam haba. And we're going to come. Those mitzvahs are not there. Those mitzvahs are gone. There's only averis. And we're going to say, what happened to those mitzvahs? And the Rebbe Yishan is going to say, you know what? You once had a good time. It doesn't necessarily have to be a good time. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter used to say, you could have had a good simis. Well, simis is a sweet potato, a sweet carrots, or a geshmak etchont. And that patted up your mitzvahs. How does a cholent patter up mitzvahs? Geshmak etchont. Rabbi Yisrael used to say that this world is an expensive hotel. They say a meister, Rav Yisrael once went to a restaurant or a hotel, and he asked how much the food cost there, how much does a piece of chicken cost, or a good potato cost. So he told him some price, $25. Potato cost $25. What's the pshat? You buy potatoes. Yeah. Cost this much for a pound, and buy a little onions, whatever, you put a potato in. $25 for a potato go. So the fellow told him, yeah, you know why? What do you think? You're coming into this beautiful restaurant. It's painted beautifully. The lighting, the music, the cleanliness, the waiters, the clothes on the waiters. The fancy plates, the fancy tables, the music, everything you want over there. What do you think? This all costs nothing. Everything costs money. When you eat your potato kugel in this restaurant, you're not paying all the fancy cooking for everything. When you buy your potatoes and you make it at home with the onions and everything, so all your expenses is the potatoes and the onions, whatever goes into it, and that home. Says Rabbi Yisrael, we think we eat a potato kugel on this world, and it is poshut. There's nothing poshut. You know what it is for a potato to grow? Think about it. You need rain, you need earth, you need everything. No such thing. Without rain, a potato won't grow. And how does rain come about? There's no way rain could come about without the Ribbono Shel Olam sending rain. So you have the Ribbono Shel Olam himself sending rain and making the potato grow. And everything that is involved in it, with the onions, with the oil, whatever you want, this world could be a very, very, very expensive hotel, said Rabbi Yisrael. And whoever the Rebbe Yishon Chas V'Sholom wants that a shtick tzimis, a good geshmaket kugel, a geshmaket cholent, could pay up for his mitzvahs, it can. If a person feels Chas V'Sholom that his ruchnis is not what it should be, and he feels he could do a lot better, and he feels he did a lot of averus, and by him itself, be'emes, deep down, it's a kasha. How did I pass judgment last year? Could be it's not so simple. Could be it's not so simple, Chas V'Sholom. Could be it's not so simple. Could be, yeah, we did a mitzvah last year. We did something last year. And Ribbono Yishlam is giving us, paying us off. And this world, chas v'shalom, chas v'shalom. And after Zerach HaMeiv Eshem, when we get upstairs, we're going to look for the schusim, they're not going to be there, chas v'shalom. Chazal tell us, by their Maisa Egel, Klai Yisrael made an Egel. And they gave the Egel to eat. The Egel, by says, had a kreches, but what it was like, from the mon. Klai Yisrael was saying what a great Aveira Klai Yisrael was doing. Before Yishlam gives them mon, yeah, a neis nigla, no such thing as mon. A special nes in the midbar, the Ribbono Yishlam gave Klai Yisrael man, and Klai Yisrael makes an Avodah Zarah, and they give the man to the Avodah Zarah to eat. And the Ribbono Yishlam still gave them man. The Medrash is saying the Rachmanus the Ribbono Yishlam has on Klai Yisrael. Think about that. Man, a nes digla, not stam a nes. Not the nisim that happen every day that we, it's hard for us to recognize unless we see it. Mon! Klai Yisrael makes an eagle, gives it to the, gives the mon to the Avodah Zarah. And I was thinking to myself, the Ribbono Yishlam gives us life. We don't understand what life is. Life is the biggest present shaykh. Chayim. Chayim b'rtzoinoi, we say. The Ribbono Yishlam gives life to Ribbono Yishlam, to us. It's the rots of the Ribbono Yishlam. If chas v'shalom, the rots of the Ribbono Yishlam of giving us life will be absent for 1 second, there wouldn't be any life. Every movement we do is a chesed from the Ribbono Yishlam. We make brachas in the morning. For everything that happens to us in the morning, we wake up, we make a bracha. We move, we stand up, we make a bracha. Zayke kefufim, mati asurim, hameichim v'tzadikover. All these are because Ribbono Yishlam wants us this morning to wake up, to take a step, to open our eyes. And if Ribbono Yishlam didn't want us, it wouldn't happen. And we take that beautiful gift Ribbono Yishlam gives us with that same koiches, chas v'shalom, to do an aveira. We're taking the life Ribbono Yishlam gave us as a teiva, and to go ahead and do an aveira with that. Ribbono Yishlam gives us a koich to take steps, to move, to pick up our hand, and with those movements, with that beautiful matana, we go ahead and do aveiras. Is that anything less than the mon? If we think about it, it's taka, it's not anything less. And if we think about it, should I really, why did Ribbono Yishlam give me life that second? Such a thing shouldn't take away from my Olam Haba Chas V'Shalom. Such a thing doesn't have to be paid for, not that Veira. The life that Ribbono Yishlam gave me that second, that I used for an Aveira. It shouldn't cost. It shouldn't cost something. What does it cost? It doesn't cost money. It costs mitzvahs. It costs chusim. This is what the Rishonim say is also part of the din of Rosh Hashanah. What kind of life is he going to have this year? Is he going to have a life of tzaddikim, which the schusim don't take away? Or does he have chas v'sham a life of rishoyim, which could be a very expensive deal? Very expensive deal. There is an Eitzah, I think. I think I saw brought down also. We say in one of the piyutim on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kel Oirech Din, one of the things we say, the Koine Avodov Badin. The Yibo Yishleim is Koine, acquires Avodim Badin. What does that mean? You ever see there's an army base on top? You ever see a soldier get in on a bus? Does he pay? Doesn't pay. Why isn't he paying? Because he's going to the army base. He's going to serve his country. So the country pays. Did you see also when the soldiers are leaving the base, they don't pay? What's the pshat in that? When they go to the base, they don't pay because they're going to serve the country. They don't pay. Why, when they leave the base, don't they pay? Huh? They're going on vacation, having a good time. Why don't they pay? You know why they don't pay? Because the country understands that a soldier has to have a vacation also. Also has to enjoy himself. Also has to have a good time. Also has to relax. So that's worth it for the country. As long as he's a soldier, he's serving the country. That's his main job. If he's a soldier, he'll pay for his bus. Even for his chofesh. The Kainei Avodov Badin. The Yibo Yishleim wants to be Kainei his Avodim. We are the Avodim of the Yibo Yishleim. The Yibo Yishleim created this world. Bereishis Bora Elikim. The world was finished being created on Rosh Hashanah. And the Yibo Yishleim set down the halachas, the dinim, of this world in his Torah. The Yibo Yishleim is a melech, and he told us his dinim, his laws, law and order. That's in the Torah. That's what the Torah is. And the Yibo Yishleim created this world that we should be zeichet to Olam Haba. For our taiva, not for his taiva. But he wants us to listen to his laws. He wants us to listen to him. And not only that, there's certain people in the world who are the servants of the Ribbono Shel. And that is Klal Yisrael Bechlolius, generally, and Befrat B'nai Torah. We have to know the world exists on Klal Yisrael and on the Torah and on B'nai Torah Befrat. And if we will put ourselves to be avodim of the Ribbono Shel Olam, so then we're in the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. If the Ribbono Shel Olam is in the Ribbono Shel Olam's army, so the Ribbono Shel Olam knows that he has to support his army. Doesn't have to, but he does. Therefore, food doesn't cost. Living doesn't cost. But the person has to be a soldier. He has to know what he's here for. He knows he has to be to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. Serving the Ribbono Shel Olam means keep his Torah and mitzvahs. And even soldiers in training don't have to pay. You know that? Soldiers in training don't have to pay for their losses either. So even if we're not holding by being mamish, we're not on that madriga yet to be mamish, avodim. And ever means mashakana ever kana rabbi, that everything a person does is for the master. That's a high madriga. But even if we have to train ourselves, we have to put ourselves in such a matzav that we know we have to put ourselves in that we are trying to be avodim. Training, avodim and training, that's also paid for. But we have to do it. The question is what the person's mindset is. Push it, push it, push it. If a person's out for himself in this world, just for his taivis, to fill himself up with all his mshagasin and taivis, that's what his tachlis is in this world, then he doesn't belong in the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. And if akert, his tachlis is, he knows, he's here to fill the Ribbono Shel Olam's rotzin, then he's in the Ribbono Shel Olam's army. This, I was thinking, could be an eitzah. That even though it's hard for us, perhaps, to say on ourselves that we have mitzvahs more than averis, could be as hard. Maybe not, I don't know. But al kapanim, a person has to put his mindset. He has to work on himself slowly, slowly, slowly. I'm going to do the Ratzon Ribbono Shel Olam. That's my tachlis in this bria. That's what I'm here for. To keep the Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah and mitzvahs. So then, the Ribbono Shel Olam should take a help that we won't, chas v'shalom, eat up our schusim. And we come to Olam Haba, the schusim will remain there and we'll be able to use them to be zeicha taka. The Netzach Netzachim forever and ever. Demis is this is definitely something to think about. And if we want to fool ourselves, taka, and think that everything is so glatt, because I'm here, I'm healthy, I went through a year, you can think about this, and it's taka something very much to think about. But whoever really wants to think, la'amitei shel davar, even without thinking about the tzoros and the hardships and the things that went on this year, if one starts thinking about stam, the matzav, the general matzav of Klal Yisrael, the sakonis, it is not simple. Of course, we like to be malam ayin, to hide our eyes from it, because it's taka very hard to face it. But you come up with the sakonis that Klal Yisrael is an Eretz Yisrael. Even in chutzlarts, it's not simple. It's not simple with chal. you can say Nisim Nisim Mechol Yom. It was a couple of years ago, 15, 20 years ago, whatever it was, there was the Gulf War. And at that time, people here were tittering. There was no question about it. People were trembling away. Whoever had, just about, I can't say everybody, but the chutzlars tzikah who were here, it was a mass exodus. They were saying that they're going to throw chemical warfare, chemical bombs, whatever. People, mamish, I was here, I know. Whoever had the hechatim until they've left. And at that time, Rav Shach wrote a letter. It's a very interesting letter, a lot of things he wrote. One of the things he wrote was that he always knew of a Chazal, but he was never really oimid to understand it fully. And now he understands it. Chazal say that Ribono Shel Olam only pays off from a Medina, Nismali Sa'asa. That means its measure is full. That means Medina could do Averis, more chavis. Everything goes normal. Then when the measure is full, taken care of. Goodbye. Overnight. He didn't say, he says, you can never tell. About everything is fine now. Everything is good now. You know there's sakonis, but everything is good. Who says the time is up yet? But if Chas V'Shalom keep filling up by various, eventually the measure is going to be full and overflowing, gendikt, geplatzt. And we find this throughout the history of Klal Yisrael, in Golos. Fine here, fine there, and all of a sudden geplatzt. He said, whatever. He was never Aymaran. He said, he doesn't think, rather than he didn't think it was such a sakana or whatever. But he said, the Chazanish said, after World War II, it was a very hard time for Klal Yisrael. A lot of people came to Brochen. And somebody came complaining to the Chazanish about what happened, Kiel. And Chazen Ish held by Stoys that he, you know, it was, he went complaining too much on the Ribono Shel Olam, Chas V'Shalom. So Chazen Ish told him, do you know what was going on before World War II? Do you know what was going on? How the Maskilim were taking over Klal Yisrael, and how young people were going off. Do you know what was going on? What are you complaining about? That's what Chazon Ish told. Chas V'Shalom, I don't mean to say anything. But look at what's happening around us. Look what's happening in this door. We know ourselves, we just went through a summer. What was going on? How many people didn't make it through the summer? Sayin Ruchnis and Sayin Gashmias. From Porsche to summer. I don't say. But Agdeidim told us, you know, we can't think that we'll do our various, and everything will always be good. It hasn't happened to Klal Yisrael. It hasn't happened such a thing. Never. So why can't we learn?
Why do we think everything is so poshut? Why do you think if this year was a good year, right, it will be a good year? Chas v'shalom, I don't mean anything, but we think there's nothing but to daven for. Even in Gashmias, even for our lives. Why do we think like that? How could it be such a thing? It doesn't make sense. Do as many avers as we want, as many avers as we want, and everything will be good. And fight will be good. Why? Because this year was good. It never happened like that throughout Kol HaKlal Yisrael. It's something to think about. It's something to take into consideration. It doesn't necessarily have to do with the whole country or whole world. Ourselves also. Our families. Our friends. This is the way the Rebbe Yisrael is Nayig. Go, 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 till a certain degree. Once you reach that, finished. Whatever the cheshbonos are. And we see it day after day. On a singular basis, we see it day after day, tragedies. Why? Why do we think like that?
Chazal tell us Vayovay Amalek Vayelachim Yisrael B'Refidim. What's Refidim? Poshut is the name of a place. Acherim Oimrim Aim refidim el rifyoin the dying lefisha sheripu Yisrael yedeim v'divrei Torah. Refidim means lax. Klai Yisrael was lax in divrei Torah. That's why Amalek came. Lefisha ein hasoin eibo el al rifyoin the dying in Torah. The enemy only comes. That's the lashon of the mechilta. When Klai Yisrael become lax in Torah. We say in the Braisa, Eilu Dvorim, Sha'odam Oichel Perisein Boilam Hazeh Ken Kemas Lanabo, we list off a bunch of things. Kiris Chasodim, Talmud Torah connected kulam. We know there's no schar of mitzvahs in this world. Schar mitzvah b'haya al moleka. So why then are these things different? So the Gemara in Kedushin says, because all mitzvahs are mitzvahs to Ribbono Shel Olam. But a mitzvah which has to do with the one's friend and Ribbono Shel Olam, toiv loy. The toiv le shamayim, the toiv le briyos, that perusayim boim hazeh, v'kerem kemes loyin habo. And on that it says, Talmud Torah kenege kulam. What's the pshat? What does Talmud Torah have to do with toiv loy, toiv le shamayim, toiv le briyos? So Rabban Kotler, I think, used to say, it says in Pasuk, Torah is chesed al l'shoina. Torah is the biggest chesed that a person could do. Because Torah is what keeps the Bria going. Torah is the tachlis of the Bria. Torah is the biggest chus of the Bria. And in Mela, when one learns Torah, or one is stuck in Torah, he does a chesed to the whole Bria. And Rabbi Chaim Vlozhin is mazbir b'arichas and nefesh Chaim. We're not going into it now. And chas v'shalom, the opposite way,
The same way Talmud Torah is connected Kulam, the same way Chas V'Shalom Bittul Torah is connected Kulam. Chazal say, Godol Talmud Torah Mehatzalas Nefashis. Which is a bigger mitzvah, to learn Torah or Hatzalas Nefashis? Says Chazal Talmud Torah. And Chazal learned out from Mordechai Tzadik. That before Mordechai Tzadik, when he was on the Sanhedrin, he was mentioned from the first of the Sanhedrin. After he came, Dairish Toiv La'amoy, Dairish Tom Chol Zarek, what was Mordechai? He came to the house of Achashverosh, he became the prime minister, and he was Isaac. And what? Dairish Toiv La'amoy. He was Isaac, and that's also Foshi, says Chazal. He was only mentioned, I think, the third or the fourth. Rotzui the Roi Vechov, says the Pasik, if you remember from the Gila. He was only Rotzui to most of his brothers. Says Rashi, Pirash Bimenu Miksa Sanhedrin. Upon his Sanhedrin, separated himself from Mordechai Tzadik. You know why? Because he is bottled from Divrei Torah. He was Isaac Hatzalas Nefashis. He was Isaac in saving Klal Yisrael. He is the one that was in Achashverosh's house. Palace, and he was being Isaac and helping people who ever need help. Pirish me man no mixas and then because of Batsu Divrei Torah. Godol Talmud Torah Hatzolos Nefashis. And the same way Chas V'Shalom is the opposite. Bittul Talmud Torah is greater than the great, is the biggest Avei Yishayach, more than the biggest Ritzicha. Klar. I don't know. If we want to learn, we learn. If we don't want to learn, there's nothing stopping us from not learning. Nothing. Not even a thought. We have an achrayus. Who knows how much for a bit of Torah Chas V'Shalom causes sorrows by Klal Yisrael and the whole world? We don't know, but for sure, Chazal tell us that sorrows come only, I say them come from if we are Misrapa from Divrei Torah, and only from Misrapa from Divrei Torah. There's a Moridika Sapurna in the Hagdama to the Torah. He's speaking about why the Torah mentions stories, what we can learn from stories. And he says a Moridika thing. One of the reasons is because we shall learn from the Torah. We can see what the Rishaya Olam did and how it caused a kilkel in the whole Bria. Because somebody did Avera that caused a kilkel in everything. And the famous marshal, the simplest marshal, Adam Arishain, one chet, and he was carrying Goyer Misal Oilam. So what does he want from Hiddes Aporna? To tell a story's writer? No, he wants us to learn that a person does Aveira, he doesn't know what he's causing in the Priya. There's some that don't stand not interested in learning. Some will learn a word, some will learn a little more. But and even those that learn more, achrayus on bittul Torah, achrayus maybe I shouldn't be vato from learning. That doesn't even enter the mind, so I won't steig so much. So I'll miss this half hour, this 45 minutes, this seder, this day. What's that mean? Why do I care? We have an achrayus. We have an achrayus for ourselves. We have an achrayus for Klal Yisrael. And those that we learn from, the older ones, that have achrayus that the younger ones should learn from them, that achrayus is even greater. Chas V'Shalom, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah. I don't mean to Melamed Chayiv, Chas V'Shalom. Baruch Hashem, we can Lamas Chas also, a lot of you are steiging and steiging more, Baruch Hashem. But I want you to learn also.
I wanted to learn. There's such a thing called Bittul Torah, which is Keneged Kulam. And there's such a thing as Bittul Torah with this missing Torah, so it's worse than Ritzicha. If Talmud Torah is greater than Hatzolos Nefashos, so Bittul Torah is worse than Ritzicha. And we have to bear that in mind. We're not Bnei Chayrin in this world. Everything a Jew does has Hashpois. Has Hashpois in the whole world. And reflect Bnei Torah. And like I say, and Fakert, we learn Torah. What kind of schusim we bring for the Bria. The more Torah we learn, how much more schusim we bring for the Bria. And for ourselves. And we're frightened these days, when these are the Yimei Hadim, where Klai Yisrael needs every single schus that they need. How much we have to be chazik in Torah. Davin, Rabbi Yisai, is the days of Tefillah. It's the Yimei Hadin v'Harachem. Reboishon is Yimei Hadin, true, but also Aseris Mei Tshuva starts Yimei Harachamim. It's greater and greater and greater till Yom Kippur. These are the days Reboishon listens to everybody's tefillah, even a yochid. It doesn't happen a whole year Reboishon listens to a yochid. These days Reboishon listens to every single yochid. And the tshuva, even a yochid Riboy Shalom, is mekabel. Take advantage of these days, Ehi Machna. Take advantage to fix ourselves, to do tshuva on Averis, and to daven for Klal Yisrael. Riboy Shalom should have rachmonis on everybody, and we should all be zeicha to ksiva v'chasima toyo v'gud gebenesh yor.